Please be seated. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's harvest Thanksgiving, a great Sunday, and a great Sunday to think about a wonderful theme, gratitude, thankfulness. And so I've got quite a simple sermon, you'll be relieved to hear, or maybe not. My simple sermon is looking at three different ways we can be thankful in terms of the past, the present, and predictably the future. 3-point sermon, right? I try to really relate each of those points to the readings. So here we go. The Old Testament reading, the first reading we heard this evening. I think this reading on today, Harvest Thanksgiving, invites us to be mindful and grateful for the past. And in particular, grateful for our ancestors who have paved the way for us, without whom none of us would be here. The reading, it's set at the time when, in the narrative, the Israelites, they've come out of Egypt, they've wandered around the desert for those 40 years, and now they're getting ready to enter the promised land. And the writer tells them to remember, do not forget the Lord your God, do not forget his ways, but also do not forget your history, do not forget where you've come from. How the Lord your God has brought you out of Egypt, has set you free from that slavery, and has also brought you through this great and terrible wilderness, a wasteland, the writer says, with poisonous snakes and scorpions. Tells them to remember the Lord their God, how God has accompanied them along that long journey. I might ask you, where do you come from? Not just you individually, but you, your family, your ancestors. Where do you come from? Are you grateful for the people in your past? Maybe we didn't know many of them long, long time ago, but maybe some of them we did know, our parents and grandparents, hopefully. As far as I know about my family history, My ancestors were kind of poor folks, mostly in the south of England. On my mother's side, they were a mix of farmers and servants. A great-grandfather of mine looked after the horses in the hall, in the big house. He looked after the horses. On my father's side, they were farmers too, but going further back, they were Jewish emigres from France, seeking a safe haven from persecution in France at that time. This was a few centuries ago, I think. And that time, England was apparently a safer place for Jewish folks. That's some of my ancestors that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's a lot more that I know nothing of whatsoever. How well do you know your predecessors, your ancestors? Today, on Harvest Thanksgiving, let's be mindful of them, the bits that we know, and be grateful for them too. And for me, I'm very grateful to be living today. Certainly, I'm very happy to be living today rather than in the past, and I hope you might feel that also. So the second reading, the reading from part of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. I think, of course, this fits my structure for my homily, but I think this reading has something to do with being grateful for the future. And I hope I'm not stretching this too much. I really admire Paul a lot. He's one of these people that I'd really like to sit down with for a few hours and get to know better. But one of the interesting things about Paul is his resilience and his perseverance and his hope. So, you know, he's rushing around trying to set up these churches. But he has no idea if it's going to work, right? Will any of this carry on after he's gone? He has no idea. But he's always hopeful. And he's always hope. And in this reading, he talks about he's sowing the seeds. And he hopes later on there'll be somebody will see the result of his hard work. And look, here we are today. So yes, well done, Paul. Paul worked hard, and he was right to be hopeful. He didn't see the result of his hard work, but we testify to that, and we read his letters week by week. He says that as he reflects on his life, that all about the testing of his ministry, but he hopes that out of this testing, there will be a surpassing grace. I hope that's an encouragement for you and for me. I imagine most of us do the best we can. We do the best we can. We're not perfect. Sometimes we mess up, but we do the best we can. And we trust that God's grace works through our efforts, even though they might not always be perfect. And we also trust that there will be a good harvest in the future as a result of these good efforts of our perseverance, even though very likely we won't see it ourselves. And when I reflect on my ministry as a priest, I'm quite mindful of this as I moved from parish to parish. I'm not quite sure how St. Augustine's Holy Hall is doing now, or St. Andrew's San Ignacio, or St. Matthew's Hampstead in Montreal. I'm not quite sure how those congregations are doing. I hope they're doing okay, but I don't know. And you might think the same, maybe, if you've moved around in your life, different places you've worked. You do the best you can, and then you hand it over, and you hope that some good as a good harvest from what you sowed. So I think today, harvest is an opportunity not just to be thankful for the past, but in a curious way, I think, to also have a sense of anticipatory thankfulness, if I'm trying to phrase that right, advanced thankfulness for the future. And then, of course, my last point is going to be about the present, right? So the gospel. I think I'm right on this one. I'm not stretching it too much. I think the gospel reading is about living in the present moment. Mindfulness is fashionable, and that's good. We're aware of how being in the present moment advances our psychological well-being in lots of ways, and of course it's a good antidote to either being too regretful about the past or too anxious about the future. It's good to be in the present moment. And although that language of mindfulness and stuff is not found in the New Testament, not found on the lips of Jesus, I think we can see it there. We can read it. We can hear it. And particularly in this gospel passage that we had today. Consider the ravens, Jesus says. Consider the lilies. Why consider them? Because when we're doing that, we're stopping for a moment, and we're here and now. We're looking. We're attentive. We're being mindful. And that long passage about greed, right? The man who keeps building more and more barns for his stuff. Jesus saying, "Don't strive. Don't be always striving, striving constantly for whatever it might be." For recognition, for possessions, for wealth, for status, well, whatever it might be that we're striving for. These things in themselves, certainly the striving for them, will not bring us meaning, will not bring us satisfaction, will not enable us to live life fully. Instead, strive for the things that give God glory, for the things that bring peace, things that are healing and restorative, the things of the kingdom, the things that help us to live here and now, and be mindful to the needs of the people around us here and now. All very sensible advice from Jesus And of course, the thing is to put it into practice. So today, on this wonderful Sunday, as I said before, I love Harvest Thanksgiving. Let's be mindful again. Let's have a sense of gratitude for the past, for the people that enabled us to be here and have formed us, in anticipation, in advance, being thankful for the future out of a sense of hope, and also thankful and great and have a sense of gratitude for today, and be mindful of God's presence with us here right now, and rejoice in the wonderful, absolutely wonderful, precious gift of life. Happy Thanksgiving.